The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, and this is the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and we're going to talk to Lee first, and then we'll join our guest. His name is Mike Staton. He will be telling us about Safe Boating Week, and Tony Staton. And we'll be getting some safe boating tips here. For a little bit of a while, just kind of a reminder about if you're being out there, and maybe we'll talk a little bit about bad weather, too. So let's talk to Lee. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Alan, good morning. I probably need some safe boating tips after yesterday. I caught one of those storms. We were coming in into the Turner Station, and fortunately, my friend kept was keeping track of it, and I'll tell you, we got in the nick of time. We were out fishing for snakeheads in Jones's Creek. But I tell you, weather is something. You really got to keep an eye on it.
The worst, I mean, I've been in rainstorms out on the bay and that type of thing. On the Honga River one time, we got in a storm and we were on our way fishing. And we fished in it, but also on the Honga, I was fishing with Tom Goody out of Goody's Marine years ago, storm was coming up, and Punky Truitt, a taxidermist, was in another boat, and they saw each other and waved at each other across the bay, and Tommy says, no GPS at that time. He looked at the sky, and he goes, you know, we're probably going to have to get out of here. There's a storm coming. I said, all right, let's go. And we were pulling everything in and, you know, getting ready to go, and the storm came over. I mean, it was clear, but out of the blue, a bolt of lightning struck the bay right between our boats.
Yep.
And he said, yeah, time to go. We were just blessed on that occasion. It didn't hit one of us.
I'll tell you, with lightning and whatnot, that's nothing to fool around with. We got
no.
in. It was about a 15-minute duration to the storm, but we just sat in a truck and waited for it to pass. And to say the least, we didn't go back out.
We
had our adventure. We got to see a couple snakeheads. They're starting to pair up now.
I see.
But, I'm learning a lot about through my daughter and my son about sight fishing for snakeheads, not necessarily just banging on the shoreline, whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
But actually spotting these things and
looking for the bait ball, looking for the red bait ball.
Yeah, having a presentation to them. It's pretty interesting. We had this one little cut we went into. It's pretty difficult to get into because these things, it's unbelievable how skinny a water these fish get into.
Oh, they travel the drainage ditches down in Dorchester County between the waterways.
Yeah. Well, I'm learning about all the little places they go into. I mean, we actually see bow fishermen up under the 695 bridge in Back River.
Yeah.
And I know what that looks like. I mean,
I do.
I don't even know how you can navigate, let alone a bow fishing boat back in there, but
very skinny water, that's for sure.
It is, but fun fish to pursue. I'm still learning a lot about them, and Well, now,
you might be learning about them, but how big was that one you sent me a picture of the other day?
3 feet. 16 yeah. pounds. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big one. That's a dragon, buddy. Huh?
Well, that was a fish that you'll get a kick out of. A friend of mine, he had seen that fish. He thought it was a, when he first saw it, he went over and poked at it. He thought it was a piece of wood. Well, it was against a friend of ours where I check my rockfish in at his pier.
Right.
And he said, go to the left of the barge under the tree. And I was like, you know, with my daughter, and I got in there, and there's literally a foot of water. I threw back in there with a chatterbait, and the first cast, this thing explodes. And, Alan, it ran underneath this guy's steel barge. So now I've got a fish hooked up in probably about a foot and a half of water at the most underneath the steel barge. So I had to shove my rod tip under the barge to maneuver the thing out of there. And then when it came out, that thing just exploded. My daughter's trying to figure out where the fish is. We're tight against the metal of the barge. And after a couple minutes, we managed to get, you know, how I landed, it was surprising because of the barnacles and the steel metal of the barge. But what an exciting fish to catch. But the you know, it's like, oh, well, you got the big one now. There's another one. Well, you know, the next day, another big snake had moved into the same area.
Sure.
They're very territorial fish, but they're I'm gonna today when we come down. I want you to ask my wife for her fish cake recipe. Okay.
Oh, I'd love to. Yeah, that'd be great.
We'll catch her off guard when we come down.
Oh, all right. I'll catch her off guard. All right. We'll try to do that. So.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
buddy.
So, okay. I'll see you later.
All right. Thanks, Lee. I look forward to seeing you. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right. There we go. Let's talk to Tony Staton. Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Just whining yourself.
I'm okay. I don't know if I think I might have told you that Robin passed away a couple of weeks ago, and we're having her celebration of life today.
Yes, so. We've been thinking about you and praying for you and your family throughout flotilla and the rest of the Coast Guard auxiliary and Coast Guard that are in the surrounding areas.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Tony. It means a lot. It really does. So it really does. So this week was Safe Boating Week, culminated by a giant storm last night.
Yeah.
And I hope nobody got caught out in that thing on the first day of rockfish season. But it was pretty intense for a while.
We have a few old-time boaters that go out at like 5 o'clock in the morning from Alvarina, but...
Yeah,
they got out of the Bush River. They were like, "No, I think it's time to go back in." It was just a little bit too rough for them. So
yeah, I'm sure it was. I'm sure it was. So tell. I'm sure you got a list of things that you'd like to tell us. We put a nice list of boating checklist from the folks at Boat US in our latest magazine called Maryland Loves Crabs. Okay. And quite a few things to check on your boat before you go out in the season, isn't there?
Well, you know, along with the Coast Guard Auxiliary offering a free vessel safety check and going through the list of items, there are actually 15 items that are required to actually be rewarded the decal. And then
right.
we have recommended and discussed items as far as like marine radio and seeing if it's registered,
right.
mounted fire extinguishers, anchor lines, first aid kits, all of the stuff that, you know, people routinely don't check, but some of the old boaters, they go through and check. When we go to do some of these vessel examinations, these guys are on point. They have everything laid out, and we go through it pretty quickly, and it's a good thing for any boater to have.
Sure, sure. What is the item that is most overlooked for people to have on their boat that they should have on their boat? I'm thinking that everybody has their safety vest, everybody has their throwable cushion, everybody has their life saving stuff. But there's other life saving stuff that, you know, how long has it been since your fire extinguisher's been replaced and
exactly,
that type of thing?
Exactly. You know, a lot of people don't realize there is an expiration period for fire extinguishers, which is 10 years. And
right.
You know, we go through this inspection, and we look at the bottom, and we're like, oh, this fire extinguisher needs to be replaced. Those things, and, of course, the flares. A lot of flares are always way outdated, but a lot of people know that's one of the items that we are definitely looking for. We have a situation trying to find somewhere here in the state for safe flare disposal to get rid of some of these old flares, but it gets harder and harder unless you have a flare party somewhere in a marina in a safe environment to light them up to get rid of them. Some people say you can put them in a bucket of water. I haven't tried that yet. So
right. I had a friend who owned a boat dealership out in Carroll County. Mm-hmm. And a sketchy-looking guy came in there one day, and he said, do you have any flares, flare guns? And he goes, yeah. I said, there's a couple of plastic ones down there in the bottom of the showcase or whatever.
Right.
He said, could I see one? He pulled out and looked at it, and, you know, the guy looked at it, and then he put the two-hand grip on it, and he was, you know, he was pointing it around the room and looked at my buddy, and he says, these fire 12-gauge shotgun shells, don't they?
Oh,
my buddy politely took it out of his hand, and he said,
"Yeah, definitely sound like some personal modification."
I took it out of his hand and said, "No, they won't fire a shotgun shell and put it back in the case."
Well, you know, the good thing also is that a lot of people are ditching the flares and going with the beacon light, which is a U.S. Coast Guard replacement for the flares, and that will pass inspection. So a lot of people are going with that light. And if you're members of Boat U.S., I'm not sure with CETO, you can actually get a discount on ordering a light, which I did. A lot of folks are really coming forward and getting rid of the flares.
Yeah, they're a good group. I work with them. I've been working with them for 12 or 13 years in the magazine. They're actually running a full-page ad this time. And, you know, there's a guy standing on the bow of his boat with his hands up in the air, and the big headline says, out of gas. Well, you know, CETO is the one that's going to be able to help you. Young man that's a friend of ours who, I mentioned him last week, he's still in the hospital, still fighting the effects of a tick bite. He's got some paralysis on one side, and he can't close his eye. The only positive test was for Lyme disease, and
right.
one of his last things he did before he went in the hospital is he towed somebody back to the dock from one of the rivers in the Upper Bay. I guess they ran out of gas or got in some kind of trouble, and you know, very very courteous young man at 19 years of age, and gave up his afternoon of fishing to help another angler, and that's just the kind of guy
that's
he
great.
Is. So. Keep Mason in your prayers, everybody, if you would. That would be great.
I love that compassion. I love that.
Yeah, yeah. Mason is he's a good young man. He's on our Bucks, Bears, Stags team, and he's a master angler, a tournament winner. He's snakehead and catfish angler and bow fisherman. He's a shed hunter. He hunts shark's teeth and arrowheads with his dad. And yeah, you know, he's just an all around good guy. And he was in Wyoming looking for elk sheds. He was in Maine looking for moose sheds with his dad. And they drove home from Maine, and his dad went turkey hunting. and took yeah, and Mason went in the fishing tournament, and he and his partner won the fishing tournament after driving home from Maine the night before, getting home at 4:30 in the morning. His dad shot a turkey the next morning, so they're quite the outdoorsmen, you know. So somewhere along the line, Mason got. Go ahead.
Is he the new Crocodile Dundee, or
he might be. He might be. You know. So, but right now he's in need of prayer and he's in need of recovery. So
definitely, we would definitely put our prayers out there for him.
Indeed. So, yes,
but,
sir.
As most voters have that acronym for BOAT, break out another thousand.
But, yeah.
And trust me, I can live by that. I firsthand experience. Been there, done that. But we also have the BOAT SAVE acronym, and that is starting with their bring plenty to eat and drink and avoid dehydration. Operate the boat in a safe and responsible manner. Always wear a life jacket. Take a boating safety course. And in reference to the life jacket, I know a lot of people have also upgraded to the skinnier inflatable ones, which are more comfortable to wear. Because honestly, when you pass most boats, most folks, you don't see them with life vests on.
No.
Everybody, oh, I know it's going to be okay. You know, I'm an adult. Well, accidents happen. Things happen in a split second, you know.
Sure they do. Yeah.
And then we look at sun and wind temperatures being a factor also, as far as, you know, people getting sunburn and not realizing, just like being on a beach, got to have that SPF protection.
No question.
Of course, annual courtesy vessel safety check. And folks that are going to be out, you know, and overnight or out there for a week or so, to definitely file a float plan so somebody knows where you are. Yes.
Well,
very important.
And I think probably the biggest safety tip is alcohol.
Oh, yes.
Maybe you don't drink, but you don't know what that other boater has had to drink.
Yeah, I've read so many terrible accidents from boaters that are, you know, driving and drinking, and it's just as bad as people driving in a car and having accidents.
Absolutely.
Being under the influence, you know.
Yes.
You're responsible for yourself and your passengers on your boat. You know,
right.
You have to be the designated driver, so to speak, you know.
Exactly. Yes, indeed. And you know, the effects of a hot day, sun, and the reflection of the sun off of the water and the motion of the boat just makes the effects of alcohol so much worse. And, you know, people just want to go have a good time and party on the boat, but, you know, and you're out there in the big wide bay, but you never know when somebody's going to be sitting there fishing or cross your path or you know, what's going to happen. So, you know, like I tell people on the road, my driving's fine. It's those other guys you got to watch out for.
Yes,
you
know, I live by that too, trust me.
Yep,
and, you know, it's a good thing during the holiday season, especially with Memorial Day coming up, we have more presence of Coast Guard cutters and also some of our auxiliary people are being on these boats going out during the holiday weekend and monitoring all of our waterways to, you know, cut down on activities like that and try to hopefully keep the accidents at a minimum.
Sure, sure. And I know NRP's out there as well. They're doing their thing and very well aware. A lot of eyes on the bay. So yeah, we do have a system. I believe it's Sandy Point State Park called Eyes on the Bay that can actually look all the way down the bay and see what's going on.
That's something. Technology is great.
It is. Technology is great. Exactly right. Yep. So, what's your takeaway, Tony?
My takeaway is for all boaters to enjoy themselves. We ask that they take precaution and encourage others to do so to make boating as safe as possible. If they have any questions in regards to boating safety, they can always go on the web, www.coastguardboating.org, and of course we're always there to offer a free vessel safety check, and of course we're at www.cgaux.org/vsc, and we're always happy to give an exam to make sure that you're safe and you meet the qualifications, and it's always nice to have that decal. The Coast Guard, they love to come up or at DNR and see that decal. So and
that you have a safe boat. Yep.
Yes, exactly. Did you have US, all the equipment that you should have on that boat?
If I put in my search engine Maryland Coast Guard Auxiliary, that'll take us right to you.
Yes. Yes.
Very good. Tony, listen, I appreciate your sharing the safe boating message with us today. You're right here at the tail end of Safe Boating Week, but it might be the end of Safe Boating Week, but it's certainly the beginning of the boating season on the Chesapeake
yes.
Bay and our rivers and you know, freshwater impoundments and everything else out there. So hopefully that message will ring with and resonate with our listeners, that they would just give it a little extra thought when they step on the boat next time to, is everything right? Do I have my Coast Guard sticker? If I had an inspection, is my, you know, my life jacket's up to date, or is my fire
right.
extinguisher up to date, or my flares up to date? And you know, I just want to prompt people to think about those kind of things. And we just want to thank you for,
and
for spreading that message.
Free, so it doesn't cost.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know? All right, Tony Staton, U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary here in Maryland. Thank you very much, and I appreciate the thoughts and prayers throughout the auxiliary and the folks that you mentioned. So,
Stephanie Allen,
thanks for coming on, Tony.
With you, have a
good all righty. Thank you. I'll get to meet you one of these days. I hope. Thank you.
I hope so.
All right, buddy.
Take care. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Tony. Bye bye. All right. Well, I hope that was good for a lot of people. There are a lot of people that are boat owners out there, and you know, yeah, you use your boat when you go crabbing, you use your boat when you go fishing, you use your boat when you go duck hunting, you use your boat with a variety of waterways that we have here in Maryland, whether it's Deep Creek Lake, the Susquehanna, the Potomac, any of the rivers of the Upper Bay, the Chesapeake Bay proper, the Susquehanna Flats, you know, the Potomac. All those places, and we just want you to be careful out there and make sure you have all your safety stuff in order. So that's our message for today. Thanks, Tony, for joining us. Backyard Billies, you know, they're having their open house this weekend, today and tomorrow. The Memphis Grills and the Traeger Grills are both 50% off. Close out on those, and that's a great savings. There's no question about that. Traeger's a pellet. They're both pellet grills. Traeger has the Y-Fire option. Actually, they're all equipped with it that are in stock, which means that you can control the actions of your grill with your phone if you like that technology. The Memphis is a great stainless steel, beautiful piece of equipment. You can build an island if you want, a cooking station, so to speak, if you want to use all the stainless steel components like the drawers and the framework and the grill right there with it. It'll make a beautiful island on your deck, and you can check all that out at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's and Backyard Billy's today. I'm sure the Adirondack sale still continues. Buy one, get one half off certain brands. There's storage sheds, there's greenhouses, there's pergolas, there's gazebos. And why do I say pergolas and gazebos? Because I can't remember the word gazebo unless I say pergola in front of it. Isn't that amazing? I don't know. Something in my mind that's, you know, there's a connection loose. I can't remember just to say gazebo by itself. But there's lighthouses, there's gym sets for the kids, there's tiki bars, there's all kinds of tables and chairs. There's tables built for, you know, just two people if you want, with bar, you know, high bar chairs and built like a surfboard. They're really cool. There's Adirondack chairs with a crab motif or a blue heron. All the poly furniture, all the poly tables and chairs, and just an amazing amount of furniture and things there. Greenhouses and dog kennels and chicken coops. And I told my chicken coop joke to a guy who has, you know, thousands of chickens. And I also sent him the link to Ghost Chickens in the Sky. And he got a chuckle out of that. So, anyway, all this stuff is at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And Backyard Billy's located right there off exit 44B, Route 50, if you're coming from the bridge. That's Evans Avenue. You take the exit, you get off to, you'll go past it if you're coming from the bridge. You'll see Backyard Billy's, all the tables and chairs and sheds and so forth out in Backyard Billy's backyard. You get off Evans Avenue, make the first right on Drummer, and you're right there, ready to park and view all that wonderful stuff right there. So why not give them a call, 410-827-4500, 827-4500. Backyardbillies.com is the website. Everything's on there. Hearth America and Backyard Billy's have a Facebook page. Open 7 days a week, today and more. And you got the location. Look, Backyard Billy's is all about making backyards fun again. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, right there on Lansdowne, Halethorpe. Been around since 1957. It's a landmark. It's a destination. It's a place to go where you need anything for fishing, crabbing, or hunting. They got a great lineup of guns, firearms. If you like to shoot a 22, I looked at their layout of 22s there the other day. They've got them all. They've got the Henry. They've got the Winchester. They've got the Browning. They've got a full complement of handguns for just shooting or for home protection, if you like. The Browning firearms are great if you're into shooting sports like trap or skeet or sporting clays. They've got the Browning Satori over and under. You can take a look at that. They've got the Browning X-Bolt, the X-Bolt Hunter. They've got the A5 shotguns as well if you like waterfowl or upland bird hunting. They've got all that stuff for you. Maybe one in a smaller caliber for dove hunting. That would be the Satori 28 gauge if you want to go that route. So Clyde Sports Shop, everything for crabbing, the open top crab traps, the seasoning, the pots, the nets, the gloves, the measures, the trot lines, the trot line components, everything and anything for your outdoors adventure. Kids fishing combos, St. Croix fishing rods and reels, live and frozen bait. They've got it all. 410-242-6108. ClydesSportsShop.com is the website. The phone number again, 242-6108. Open 7 days a week. Stop by Clyde Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'm on a first-name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Zara spooks, pumpkin seeds and flukes, booyah crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
Now, you bass fishermen out there will recognize all those things that that guy sings about. They've got a Zara spook and crawfish jigs and 7-foot flipping stick. I got a flipping stick. I got one, a Berkeley lightning rod flipping stick. I love that. I use it for saltwater fishing. It's a great fishing rod. It's got, you know, flipping stick, when you hear that and you see these guys flipping, a flipping technique is used to catch bass in very heavy cover. Typically, what you do is you use heavy line braid, and that flipping stick, the secret to it is the fact that the tip is very stiff action, you know, not flexible like a regular fishing rod. And what that's meant to do is to drop, you know, 6, 8, 10 feet of line up close and personal in little holes in the cover, in the grass mats and in the lily pads. And you take a jig or something similar to that, you know, it can be a half-ounce jig if you want, or maybe heavier, I don't know, and drop it through that heavy cover right in the bass's face and, you know, bounce it up and down in front of them. And it's a very, very effective way to fish when the bass are in the grass or in the heavy cover. And it's 7 foot long because you need to reach out there. But to set the hook, you need that stiffness on the tip of that fishing rod to be able to lift those fish out of that heavy cover, you know, immediately and get them out and keep them from tangling your line. So it's a very effective way to fish. I just like the action for fishing for some saltwater fish. You know, I take them on when I go out on the boat. I usually take that along with a casting reel. That can be my dead stick, or it can be, you know, just there, because I like the action of it. I like the way it lifts the fish quickly because of that stiff tip. You're not fighting the rod to get the fish up. The rod is doing the lifting. So I like it. Anyway, 410 WCBM 6A. We're talking with Lee, and he's talking about, you know, he sees boaters out there like some of these crazy drivers on the road. And I said, jet skiers scare me, you know, just like these guys on motorcycles that weave in and out of traffic and think it's fun to go 100 miles an hour and weave in and out of traffic on 97 or, you know, 50 or wherever they are. Jet skiers put me in mind of the same type of people. Not that there aren't responsible people out there on jet skis. Not that there aren't. But there are plenty of people that you'll see if you go across the Bay Bridge. You'll see them coming out of Sandy Point, and they're flying out of there, and they're shooting across the bay like, you know, like there's no logs in the water, like there's no other people on the water, and they're just going as fast as they possibly can. And you go that fast, that close to the water, and you strike something, you're in a lot of danger. So just saying, there's a lot of dangers out there in the water. So be careful. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's see. Sure. Oh, good to hear from you, Ken. Appreciate that. Indeed. Any callers on the line there, brother?
We are all caught up right now.
All caught up. I like the way you say that. You don't just say no. Nobody's calling, Alan. They don't want to talk to you this morning. You just say, we're all caught up. Well, I'm glad to hear that. So I hope you're enjoying it. Just trying to throw a little little tips and techniques out there if we have them in our mind or, you know, that type of thing. And I will be quite honest with you folks. I will be very, very honest with you. I've been through trials and tribulations in the 40 years I've been here in Maryland. And you've been with me through, I've been on the radio 37, almost 37 of those 40. And you folks have been with me through the bulk of that. You've been with me through thick and thin. The audience changes and people come and go. And, you know, somebody will say, where's so-and-so that used to call? And I don't know, you know, where's so-and-so that used to call? I don't know. Some people I know have passed. Some people just stop calling. Some people move. Some people are all over the place. But you folks have kept me going. You really have. Your questions, your comments, your stories, your stupid dad jokes, and I just love all of it. And Robin appreciated all of you as well. You know, she talked to folks off the air that listened and texted with them and talked to them and met them at events and things like that. So, you know, this is a good day. It's a good day of memories. It's a good day of remembering Robin and our time together. Going through photos was bittersweet, you know, bittersweet this past week. And there'll be a lot of those. And, you know, I missed out on most of Robin's life. Her family, you know, her close family ties, her family was everything. Her grandkids, her mom, her sister, her dad. You know, some of those, most of those folks will be there. Her mother and dad are still with us. Her sisters, you know, living here now. So, both her sisters. So, hopefully we'll be able to see some of those people today and some of you who are showing up. And we greatly appreciate your kind thoughts because she loved being on the radio. She loved being, I talked to one of the guys where we did a remote broadcast a few years ago, and kind of choked up when I told him about Robin because he had met her in the store, and you know, she always liked his store, and we always liked shopping there. So, but it's been a special time, no question about it. So, and we're going to continue. We're going to be here. We're going to be here. We're going to be here for the duration. Let's talk to Mark in Delaware. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. You know, one of the guys I really miss was the most interesting man. He used to call in.
Yep.
He'd been all over the world.
Yep. He was a chiropractor in Baltimore. He was a chiropractor in Baltimore. He was the most interesting man in the world, at least to call this station, that's for sure. Yep. So
I understand
you visited some relatives of mine not that long ago.
Well, which ones? Be specific.
my father-in-law.
I knew Ron. Ron Franks was a dentist. And
yes.
Still is a dentist, but, you know, whether you practice or not. And
right.
A member of the House of Delegates, and then under Bobby, help me out here.
Ehrlich?
Yes.
Bobby Ehrlich.
Yeah. Remembering names is the second thing to go, and I can't remember what was first.
I'm with you.
Yeah, became DNR Secretary under Bobby Ehrlich.
Yes. Yes, and my father-in-law was so DNR secretary. How ironic is that, huh?
Gosh, there's some things I probably shouldn't say on the air. Although they're
well, don't say them. Don't say them. But that's
I've
okay.
I've been told by one of his best friends how much he really likes you.
Ron? And, Ron's a good guy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I understand. Well, I'll see you guys later.
Good. I'm glad you're coming.
Yeah.
I really am.
Yeah, definitely.
Ron will be there. Ron and Jennifer will be there, so we look forward to seeing them, too. So.
Totally.
And Lennox, from what I understand.
God, I haven't seen her since she was a baby.
She's 17, headed to college. How about that?
I have to tell you, it goes by fast.
It does, no question.
Yeah. Related to something in the first hour, when you're talking about using GPS.
Yeah.
It's so handy for things like finding a place you've never been, or even if you're hunting and you lose your bearings, it can get you out.
No question. No question.
But the downside is, of course, you never develop the mental, the picture in your mind of how places relate to each other.
Yes.
And in distance as well as in location, you know, when turn right, turn left, go straight.
Yep.
It just isn't the same as actually looking at a map or with boats at a chart.
That's true.
And my dad was great. We had a boat and great with reading a chart, because if you think finding a place on land is hard, try to do it when you're trying to find landmarks.
No question. And triangulate through different points on the land and that type of thing. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. So
we're both old enough to remember that, you know, we used to use paper maps to navigate on the highway, and if you got somewhere you didn't know, you'd look on the map and go, I need to turn left up here at the stop sign, you know, rather than let the GPS do it for you. You know, I mean, I've been on the road. I used to run 50,000 miles a year, and I did that for years. So I'm guessing I have somewhere around 1 million miles of windshield time on my career of, you know, traveling all over the place. And I used to just go places, you know, and know how to get there. And now I do depend on it if we're going new places, but I don't depend on it all the time. You know what I mean? So.
I'll be using it today.
I bet you will.
Been to Graysonville many, many times, but I've never been to the chart.
Are you coming west on 50 or east on 50?
I'm coming
404?
Yes. Yeah, I'm coming at the bottom of Delaware.
Okay. Right. So
maybe 30 minutes north of Ocean City.
So you'll be
Bethany Beach.
Yeah. So you'll be basically heading west on 50.
Yes, I will. Yes.
VFW Avenue.
Okay.
Will take you to across the bridge and into Graysonville, and then you turn left, and it's right there on your right hand side. It's a Discovery Lane. It's off of.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Here's a little trick. My hearing is poor, really.
Ah.
And you know, you've always got background noise when you're in the car. Unless, I guess, you're in a Rolls Royce, but I've never done that.
Right.
I don't expect it to happen in this lifetime. So, my companion, also named Robin, discovered something. If you set the voice to a different accent, in our case, we both use the Australian accent.
Right.
And the it's easier to hear over the background noise.
Robin loved...
And that may be different for each person, but you can have English, American English, Australian English.
She's an Anglophile. Always had a British show on TV, one of the crime dramas or something, comedies or whatever. And our GPS was set to that great-sounding British guy. And she listens, I bet that guy's handsome. I'm like, maybe, but he has a good voice. Maybe not, you know. So.
Well, I find that the higher frequency, I can detect that over the low frequency hum of the tires.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
The only problem with the Australian English is some of the terms are different. They don't refer to an exit or entry ramp. They call it a slip road.
Great.
And at first I thought, what is that?
So, oh, man. All right. Hey, we'll see you later.
Yeah, you bet.
Thanks.
Take care, okay?
All right. Safe drive. We'll talk to Paul. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm well, Alan. How are Paul? You?
I'm doing okay. Doing okay.
Great.
Have my moments, but doing okay.
Yeah. You just got to take it one step at a time there, fellow. We're all
been there, done that. Members. Yep. Yeah. I appreciate that. Yep.
Certainly.
Yep.
Thank you very much. We moved to Crownsville. And so okay. We're on the upper end of the Severn. In the market, kind of looking at boats that would help us get out on the water, just day type stuff,
yeah.
Nothing overnight. Would like to get down to the bridge and cast some lines there. Looking for size recommendation, type, anything you can think of.
Well, that's a shopping experience, of course, for you. And, you know, you're going to have to decide on whether you want center console or, you know, outboards or inboards. And I can't really make that recommendation, but I can give you a couple places to go if you prefer that are advertisers with me. One is up in Northeast called Anchor Marine.
Yep.
And there's another one down in Dorchester County in the lower part of the county called Goody's Marine, and he advertises fishing boats for fishing folks.
Okay.
So you know, there's a couple places. There's a lot of places on 50 that I know of, but I go with the folks that I know. I've dealt with Goody's since I moved to Maryland. I used to fish with Tommy and Henry and those guys, so I know they'll treat you okay.
Okay. Awesome. Thank
Deal.
You.
Deal? Yeah, man. Thanks
Have
for the
one.
Call. You
Bye
too, buddy. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. By the way, folks, a friend of mine, recently widowed, has a beautiful 21-foot travel trailer. It's a 2018 Rockwood 2104S, ultralight, very good condition. Heated Murphy queen bed, full bath with stand-up shower, heat, air conditioner, three-burner gas stove, oven, microwave, full-size fridge, dining settee drops to a queen-size bed, and it's been winterized. If anybody's interested, call the station, leave your name, and I will have Carol call you. It's a beautiful trailer. I saw it the other day. I stopped by to visit her. She's one of my writers, so there you go. Just want to put that out there. 410 WCBM 680 is our phone number. Do we have to take any more breaks there, Aaron?
We do. We have a couple more recorded spots to run.
Okay, why don't we do that?
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood. Year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
There's the trumpets. That means we don't have a lot of time left. So I'm just going to say a little bit more about, expand a little bit about what I was talking about earlier. You know, we traveled all over doing the show. I've got pictures of Robin and I doing a remote broadcast from North Carolina. Sitting there, I'm in my T-shirt. Robin's in her pajamas. She's got her crochet on her lap. She's got Brinley on her lap. She's crocheting. She's got her headset on. And we're sitting there doing the radio show from North Carolina. We've done it from Ellicott City. We've done it from Garrett County. We've done the radio show from a number of different places around the region. And it's not going to be the same doing those shows. We did it from, you know, shop in Anne Arundel County that I told you about earlier. And she really, really enjoyed doing the radio show. She really did. And, you know, we had our discussions. And if I'd cut her off in mid-sentence or something like that, I heard about it. You didn't hear about it, but I heard about it. And that's fine. It's fine. So I just want you to have good thoughts about Robin today, if you could, if you were a listener and listened to her. She was a beautiful person, very complex, but everything she did was done from her heart, done out of love, you know. And her favorite thing was, all I want to do is make people happy. And I hope she made you happy. Now get out, stay safe. Remember your family today. Love the Lord, and we'll see you next week.